There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
It is Friday. We are alive and well. Welcome into Follow the Money. Stormy Bonantoni and Tim Murray in for Mitch and Pauly. Our last day together, Tim.
Yeah.
I'll miss you so much.
You will.
I will. Always do.
I don't know if I fully believe that. By the way, I just want to point something out. I'm more torso than anything here. So someone asked on Twitter, like, Stormy, you look so short next to Tim. I am 6'6", and there's not a lot of leggage here. So it's more torso. So I apologize if I look towering over you. I'm not 7'3", but I am 6'6".
It is funny you say that, though, because before that comment came through on Twitter, I looked at a clip that they posted, and I was like, wow, I look really tall. And as a fat 5'10" woman, I don't get that often. So I was all about it. Thank you for the compliments. A Stormy Bonantoni is small. Let's take it.
This is when I was doing a show over at the South Point. Danielle Alvari, our colleague, good friend here, she started at VEASAN the same time I did, and we did a show breaking down the NFL card on Thursday nights. We were trying different things out, and the producer at the time said, you know, let's do this show, everyone's standing. And we tried it out, and then we went back, and it did not look good, because I think Danielle's like a normal size human, and I am not. So
yes.
Me standing next to Danielle didn't look all that well. So I think after that episode, we scrapped the let's have Tim standing at the desk mindset, considering I'm, you know, 6'6".
Probably a wise choice. And you're like, you're all torso and I'm all legs. So it's like, it's just, we're just combative here. But hey, deal with it, okay? We're having some fun here. And we are going out with a bang for our final show. Great guest list coming up over the course of the next 3 hours. Nick Bogdanovich, circa college basketball odds maker. He has been in the sports betting game since 85, one of the most well-known and respected men in the space. Ryan Wilson, get into some NFL draft talk at 8:30 Eastern. Lots of college hoops in hour three. Jeff Goodman, college basketball analyst over at Stadium, as well as Stanford Steve.
My guy.
Everybody loves over at ESPN. I'm really excited for the guests that we have on tap tonight. And speaking of college basketball, Tim, how about that Illinois game last night? And so we talked a lot yesterday about the unranked home favorites versus ranked opponents trend. That didn't come to fruition in terms of the spread covering the 5.5. But Illinois, despite being down 18 at halftime, rallies back, ends Northwestern's 5-game win streak, and they get the money line win in this one over number 21 Northwestern.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had the wrong partner paired up with Illinois there. But yeah, this was a tale of two halves last night for sure. Mm-hmm. When you look at how the first half unfolded there in Champaign, where Illinois was getting run off the floor by Northwestern, they were down 37-19. Boo Booey for Northwestern, a name to know, stud guard, could not miss in the first half. He outscored Illinois himself. He had 22 points in the first half. They led 37-19, but similar to what we saw, I think, last week when Northwestern ultimately held off Indiana. They faded down the stretch, and to Illinois' credit, they were able to pull it off, and what a big return it was for Terrence Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about it yesterday, the likelihood he would return. He didn't start last night, Stormy, coming off of the concussion, but he was phenomenal in the second half, finished with 26 points, and Illinois outscoring Northwestern 47-25. But, you know, as you mentioned, Northwestern does get the cover, so the unranked favorite at home, where there was a ton of steam on Illinois late. This game closed 7.5. I know we'll get into that win some, lose some here in just a moment. So that one doesn't ultimately come home. And all in all, yesterday in the Big Ten, and we talked about this yesterday, of course, and sometimes when these trends start to get popular, that's when it's almost maybe time to fade them. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it plays out. But heading into yesterday, Big Ten home teams in conference play were 71-41 against the spread. All three yesterday did not cover. Northwestern, the only one that won outright. Ohio State lost again, shockingly. Now 2-15 ATS in the Big Ten. You had Rutgers, whose poor performance at home. They lost outright to Michigan, and then Illinois did not cover. So road dogs took care of business yesterday on the ATS side in the Big Ten.
And because you did mention Terrence Shannon in this spot,
he was awesome.
His 26 points, 24 of them came in the second half.
Yeah, he was
just
unbelievable.
To give you a little perspective on the explosion that they had in the second half. They opened this game as a team 0-11 from three. And it's amazing when you can actually get into a groove. So that halftime reset certainly seemed to work in their favor. And defensively, able at least in the last 10 minutes to shut down Boo Booey a bit. That's a name. Try to say that 10 times fast. That's going to be a mouthful a little bit.
Yeah, he's one of those guards that, you know, he can take games over like we saw in that first half. But, you know, yesterday, and unfortunately I did not get in on it, but, you know, yesterday is one of those situations where, look, I didn't think Illinois would come back and win this game, Stormy. But when you're looking at in-game betting, second half betting, look at that first half box score. Northwestern leads 37-19. They were 8 of 16 from 3, as opposed to Illinois, 0 of 11 from 3. You're not going to be that bad. You're not going to be that good. There's always somewhere kind of in the middle. And, you know, yesterday really was a pretty prime example. If you were able to get in on it, I'm looking it up what it is right now, a second half opportunity there for Illinois. Illinois in the second half was laying 9.5, which for the full game was, you know, you're catching Illinois at what, like 8?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they won the second half by 22. So sometimes, you know, getting off your bet is a nice way to go. And for anyone who took Illinois in the second half, that was an easy cash because they took care of business in that second half and ultimately won the game.
And we'll talk some more college basketball later in the show, as well as win some, lose some coming up in the next segment. But yesterday I joked with one of our guests, Eric Eager, who came on. Has Aaron Rodgers emerged from the darkness yet? And as soon as our show ended yesterday, we get all of the reports. Aaron Rodgers is out of the darkness, and we get the details about the hobbit-like hole room that he has been in, 300 square feet. He's got a queen bed in there, a meditation mat. And then we find out he's got a light switch in there the whole time. And there are rumors that didn't he actually stay for the whole 4 days? Maybe it was only two. I don't know. But, like, this whole story just gets weirder and weirder for me.
Yeah, and props to the ESPN reporter who got all the inside information and the pictures of the abode there in Oregon. It doesn't look that bad, I'll be honest, all right? It's 300 square feet. It's got a queen bed, bathroom. You know, the owner of this thing stops by every night. If you want to chat with him, he'll chat with you for, you know, I think he said a couple seconds. He's done 10 to 20 minutes. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't that
so
bad.
I think, like,
I had this vision, Stormy, where he, like, went into his basement, turned off the lights, and sat down there in, like, a steel chair.
And was getting his food served on, like, a prison plate being shoved under the door. Like, that's
I had visions
vision
of Andy Dufresne in Shawshank,
exactly.
Okay? That's exactly
there
what I thought.
Go.
Curled up in the ball in the fetal position. I mean, he went to Oregon. It looked beautiful out there.
And
he could have popped outside and run around in the snow.
Exactly. I thought it was going to be pitch black darkness. You can't do anything here. This is you with your thoughts in a dark room for 4 days. But it was kind of just like he went camping. He just didn't have service for his phone for a little while. But if that's what you're looking for, then fine. Like, I'm not going to knock the experience. I think that's probably good for anyone to go get away at some point, disconnect from TV and media and your phone and your computer and all that things. That's fine. But don't mislead us. This feels like such a fraudulent thing that he did, going on, telling everybody about this darkness retreat that he's going to be doing and making it feel like it's going to be a different thing than in actuality it's been. I just hope now that he's come out, especially if it was just 2 days, this is just a rumor that is not confirmed, I don't know. But if it was just 2 days, I hope he at least came out of this thing with an answer about what he wants to do with his future.
Well, we can get to that in a little bit, but I mean, look, I only have one kid, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there have multiple kids. If you had the opportunity to go away in a 300 square foot room in darkness with no kids, meditation, that's called a vacation, man. That would be sweet. I'm all in. Send me to Oregon. I gotta go cleanse my mind, hon. You take care of the kids, and I'm gonna go up to Oregon and sit in a room with 300 square feet with a bathroom and a meditation rug, and you know, maybe we could sneak in a TV or two, but I don't know.
How is that an enlightening experience?
Well, we'll find
out. That's what I want to know.
He's smarter than all of us. We'll find out. But, you know, here's the thing that ultimately, you know, as the days have gone on and all the rumors have kind of been thrown out there, and we and Aaron Nagler on Monday's show, and the contract, Stormy, for Green Bay is really, really challenging if Aaron Rodgers is to leave via trade. So I don't know how this all plays out. And, you know, the contract he signed last year, we're going to get to it a little bit later and do you concur? I think at the end of the day, all this is a big pomp and circumstance. I think ultimately he stays in Green Bay. I don't know where Derek Carr ultimately lands. My personal gut feel right now is that the Jets are going to be the odd man out in all of this, because Derek Carr got wined and dined, but I think the NFC South makes a ton more sense for him, whether it be New Orleans or Carolina. I think ultimately Aaron Rodgers, why wouldn't you want to stay in the NFC? Why do you want to go to the AFC, Stormy, where Patrick Mahomes lives, where Joe Burrow lives, where Josh Allen is, where Justin Herbert is? I mean, outside of Jalen Hurts, who's frightening you in the NFC?
And I mean, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, just show up at training camp, continue to mold these receivers into
the players. They were playing well. Christian Watson was playing really well down the stretch.
And you have the luxury and opportunity to make those players the types of receivers that you want to throw to develop that bond and chemistry. So it's what's hard about it for me, and I'm very 50-50 on it. I've been sold similar to you more and more that he's going to stay in Green Bay. But all the reports that just keep on saying that he won't be, so it's tough. Hey, sports fans, as the football season comes to a close, though, remember, Bet Rivers is the place to be for basketball and hockey. They've got every line and boost and new promotions. Tuesday hockey first goal insurance, Saturday hockey same game parlay bet and get, weekly basketball bet and get, and more. BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. It's a whole new game. Win some, lose some when we come back.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Not Pauly Howard, but I will try to do my best. We had some winsome in college hoops last night. No look-ahead spot for the West Coast Conference. Ooh. Top dogs in this one. St. Mary's wins and covers 83-52, a 31-point win as a 19-point favorite against Pacific. And Gonzaga covers the 23-25-point win against San Diego.
Yeah, we got a massive showdown coming up on late Saturday night at the Kennel. Revenge on the mind for the Zags. But we said it yesterday. I would have loved to fade either one of these teams. Unfortunately, both teams were at home, Stormy, and both teams are playing bottom of the conference type of competition. But credit to St. Mary's as an 18.5-point favorite, takes care of business against the Pacific. And then Gonzaga, a bit of a slow start against the Toreros, but ultimately a late first-half surge, and they cruise in for a 25-point victory. So both of these teams in what would amount to be a massive letdown spot. Neither one did, so Gonzaga and St. Mary's, props to them both covering, and we've got that showdown on Saturday night at the Kennel, where Gonzaga looking to avenge their overtime loss from just a couple weeks ago.
Yep, and St. Mary's has at least a share, though, of the WCC title.
And real quickly, it comes down to, if you're wondering about tiebreakers, as you alluded to, no matter what happens, St. Mary's has a share of the WCC title. The tiebreaker, if Gonzaga were to win, is the net ranking. And St. Mary's right now ahead of Gonzaga. So if you have a WCC future out there, whether it be with Gonzaga or St. Mary's, it's going to come down to, if Gonzaga wins on Saturday night, the net rankings, who will get the one seed. Ultimately, the way the WCC tournament is structured, Stormy, it is a all the way bye for the top two seeds to the semifinals here in Las Vegas. So really advantageous to the top two seeds, St. Mary's and Gonzaga, as that tournament always played in Las Vegas at the Orleans.
Yes, one of many tournaments held here in Sin City. Okay, Nuggets, moneyline, plus 124. They beat the Cavs. 13th triple-double for Nikola Jokic in the last 16 games as the Nuggets get that dub. Speaking of the dubs, they do not get one. The Lakers bet from -3.5 up to 6.5. Cover any number you got in this one. A big win for the Lakers, and it looks like LeBron James and AD might just have the supporting cast they need here moving forward.
Yeah, big, big game from Malik Beasley. Could not miss from three last night. 7 of 11. We'll keep an eye on what the severity is of D'Angelo Russell, who left the game with an ankle injury. LeBron, really, for his standards, a very poor game, especially shooting 5 of 20 from the field, 9 rebounds and 8 assists. So just 13 points. Certainly, I would think this is a really good sign for the Lakers. Anthony Davis finished 12 points, and LeBron had 13. The bench was phenomenal in the game. Schroeder had 13. Austin Reeves had 17. Mo Bamba had 10 and 13 in the victory. But like I mentioned, Malik Beasley was fantastic. Real quickly on Nikola Jokic, how about this stat I saw last night, Stormy? He has recorded a triple-double through three quarters 7 times this year. He did it last night. Only the rest of the NBA has done that 9 times for the likely, as of right now, the MVP of the league.
Insane. Just keep fading the Warriors on the road, though. 7-23 straight up, 9-21 against the number. In the NHL, the Ducks get a 4-2 win, plus 265 at the Washington Capitals. They win 4-2. Caps captain Alex Ovechkin was back on the ice after the death of his father. He returned, but unfortunately not enough to help them out. 6 straight losses now for the Caps. And the Sabres get it done against the Lightning in overtime, 6-5. Not high scoring at all.
Yeah, sorry about that one. Going back to my Caps, the end of a run here. It's over. They traded away Dmitry Orlov, Garnet Hathaway yesterday, so it feels like the sale is on. Not a great yesterday we had Eric Bieniemy introduced as the offensive coordinator.
There's
we talked
positivity.
About it on the show. Not a whole lot. Nationals have the lowest win total in all of baseball. The Wizards are irrelevant, and the Caps, who have been a model of consistency there in the nation's capital, looks like they're gearing up for the future a little bit here, trading away Dmitry Orlov, getting a first round pick back. A big trade for the Boston Bruins, but a tough one last night. I know. I saw a lot of people that I respect were on the Caps at home in the Ovi return, mm-hmm. and the Ducks were able to get it done.
Hey, maybe the DC Defenders can be your team in the XFL. They're on tap Saturday. Yes. Speaking of the XFL, how about them Battle Hawks?
Living up to their name, Stormy.
They cash plus 160 on the money line against the Sea Dragons on Thursday night XFL football. St. Louis, 2 weeks in a row now where they have shown the flair for the dramatic. Down 18-17 with a minute 21 to go, and they pull off the win, get a field goal to close this thing out 20-18. The total was a push on the 28. Let's get.
Well, quick aside here.
Yeah.
We were doing this before the show, and we're looking at the rundown here, and Stormy goes, We got to get the XFL and win some, lose some.
We did a whole segment yesterday on the XFL.
We need to let the people know that the Battlehawks, catching points on the road at Seattle, came back.
Got to let the people know. I'm just saying.
Our XFL insider, Stormy Bonatoni.
I have you covered. Let's get to the tweets. It appears, and I'm very excited about this. I saw this the other day. That Netflix is going to do a docuseries covering the 2022 season with Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Marcus Mariota. If anybody saw Full Swing covering the PGA, yes, the 8-episode docuseries covering the stars of the PGA, it was tremendous, tremendous video. I can only imagine how fun this is going to be, especially considering Mahomes ended up going on to win the Super Bowl and Super Bowl MVP with Kirk Cousins. You're going to have the miracle comeback that they had against the Colts and then the letdown in the playoffs as per usual. And you see one guy lose his job.
Well, you got three quarterbacks, and one is the MVP of the league and already enshrined into Canton. Kirk Cousins, make all the jokes you want. They won the division. He was a Pro Bowler. Then you have Marcus Mariota, who lost his starting job. It's like, which one of these doesn't belong in this situation? You could say Patrick Mahomes doesn't belong, but you can make a bigger argument in my eyes that Marcus Mariota, who, all right, maybe he's interested.
I don't know. It's going to make for fascinating TV.
All right.
I'm just saying.
I mean, look, we learned about some golfers you may not know all that much about, some of the rookies on tour. So,
Although it made me a fan of Mito Pereira, now he's going to live. And I'm like, why would you do this to me? Let's get to the videos. We love the dogs. Look at this little baby. I don't need to work for my food. I'm just going to lay in the bowl. It's fine. The eyeballs. Wow. Wide open. Wide open.
More small dogs.
Good boy.
Is this Harry Potter? We got an owl. They really do say who. Little owl doing the happy dance.
I used to see an owl. I used to have an owl in my old neighborhood back in Maryland. He would fly around. If you get up early enough, you'd see him like swooping around.
Who knew?
They're fascinating. Fascinating animals.
All right, lose some. Let's kind of get through it here real quickly. We already talked about it off the top. Illinois bet up from 5 to 7.5-point favorite against Northwestern. That unranked home favorite versus ranked opponent thing. They do cash on the money line, but not with the spread. 76ers Grizz bet up from 217.5 to 231.5. Magic -7, -7.5 against the Pistons. That doesn't come through. And you know this one hurt your girl because it was one of my bets in pocket last night. Canucks Blues over 6.5 bet to 7. And 3-2 final in overtime, mind you. So I got extra time. Not even close. It was just one of those days.
You need hockey overtime to have unlimited scoring like basketball. When you know if you have an under and you go to overtime, you're completely, completely in trouble.
Dude, hockey overs yesterday were like 7-3, and I had one of the three. What are we doing? Lose some. Okay, I'm a little bit anxious because I have not seen this video yet. This is a full grizzly bear. Oh, shoot. Somebody's trying to escape the bear by climbing up a tree. Is this person going to get eaten? Oh, I forgot bears can climb.
I'm always skeptical of these videos. Like, does he have this camera set up? I mean, it's moving a little bit. So is there someone who's watching
unfold,
like,
and it's not helping them.
I might just watch this dude get eaten.
He's probably like, What do they tell you when you see a bear in the woods? To stay silent and not move. So he's doing his job. He just happens to have a camera in his hand.
This should be in Winsome because the bear, unless there's more video of the bear actually ripping this guy from limb to limb, which is possible. But eventually it looks like he's just going to walk away.
Maybe this is Cocaine Bear.
I haven't watched that.
I haven't either, but just a thought.
It's all the rage.
Couple of bad beats. If you had Utah plus the 7 or UCLA minus it, you get a push last night in the Pac-12. Jazz minus 1 over the Thunder. Overtime win. Lands exactly on the 1. Not fun. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook, where if your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal up to your stake, $500. Learn more at betrivers.com. Excellent. Excellent.
Free throws with 3 seconds to go in Utah, UCLA. 1 of 2 to get the push. So, you know what? I had Utah plus 7. I'll take it. After last night, getting my money back, I was like, I'm fine. Give me my money back.
That's all you can ask for.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back to Follow the Money. You may have heard VSiN has a new lineup, but we also are kicking off some new podcasts to make sure that every bettor has the insights, tools, and confidence they need to make more informed bet decisions year-round. VSiN continues to expand its catalog of popular sports pods to cover every corner of the sports betting menu. No matter what sports you like or how you like to bet it, how experienced you are, you'll find a podcast for you, including hosted by our own Tim Murray. May have heard of him. The VSiN College Basketball Betting Podcast. They have some of the best college hoops analysis around. Make sure you check it out. Contributions from alternating co-hosts Matt Humans and Adam Burke. We've also got the VSiN Hockey Betting Podcast featuring Danny Burke and NHL betting expert Andy McNeil, covering all things hockey, 2 episodes a week. They're all free and available now, VSiN.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. How has the College Hoops Betting Pod been going?
It's been going well. Yeah, just 2 weeks in the books. A little different than your college football betting podcast, because as we know, college football lines come out on Sunday. We would digest them all week. Maybe a move here or there, but nothing too significant for college basketball. Obviously, lines don't come out until, you know, about 18 hours before the game. It's a short shelf life. But we had our last podcast that we did on Wednesday night. Matt Humans, good winner on Penn State, outright winner at Ohio State. Ohio State stinks. Chris Holtman, it seems, is on his way out. 2-15 ATS in the Big Ten this year. So that was a nice winner from Matt. And then he gave out a push on Utah catching the 7. But 3 episodes a week in your feed, including the Circa College Basketball Friday contest. We just clip off the last hour of Matt's show and throw it into the feed. So if you won't mind, give us a little subscribe. Obviously, we'll be with you during the NCAA tournament. I have a philosophical question for you, though, before we move forward. It's a Friday. A lot of people may be traveling. Hopefully, Follow the Money is on in some airports across this great country of ours.
This great nation.
Maybe north of the border. Hey, I'm not opposed to some of you guys, north guys and gals up there in Toronto or Montreal or Vancouver, wherever you may be traveling. So I have a question for you, because you travel a lot. You're on a plane like 26 weekends of the year.
That was very good math. That's exactly how many weekends
really?
Out of the year for
26?
Between college football and XFL.
Wow.
Yes.
That's half the year, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew Friedman, who is a good follow and a great NFL draft analyst, said, you're at an airport. What's the earliest in the morning it's acceptable to get a drink at an airport?
Whenever the bar is open and available for you to get a drink.
That is the correct answer. There is no rules at an airport.
Absolutely.
And
not.
I still remember to this day, Stormy, I woke up early. I was flying down to Miami, Notre Dame, Alabama, national championship. Yeah, I was not cheering for the team that won by 4 touchdowns.
That was a tough one in 2012.
So I remember it's a Monday game. Monday national championships have been the way for a while here. I worked on Sunday night, did updates for a DC radio station, drove home, slept for an hour or two, got up, had a 6 a.m. flight to Miami for the national championship. I got to the bar at like 4:50, And I'm like, can I have a Bloody Mary, please? And they're like, you can't have a drink until 5 a.m. So there was a moment like, wow, it's a shock to the system, getting turned down for a drink. And then the bartender circled back around as the clock struck 5 and said, you want that Bloody Mary? And I said, yes. Yeah, damn right I want that Bloody Mary. So there is no rules.
No.
Any time is acceptable for a drink in an airport bar.
Absolutely. If the bar is open, if they will serve you, that is the right time. Same thing on an airplane. If that's what you need, that's what you need. Do what you got to do. There are no rules if you are in the air or in the airport.
Are you pro Bloody Mary?
No, I am anti all things Bloody Mary. Well, I have to tell you, I do not like the idea of drinking tomato soup with alcohol in it. It sounds disturbing. I won't do it, but I will give the presentation.
We might have to end the show early.
I'll give the presentation of Bloody Marys an A++ because they're pretty cool when you have the cheeseburger or the celery stick or the shrimp or whatever. Like, they do dial it up, which I appreciate. But
go to the great city of Milwaukee, my people up there, they go hard on Bloody Marys. Like cheese curds, all these different, you know, hamburger, all different types of vegetation in your Bloody Mary. I'm all for it. I am pro Bloody Mary. Love Bloody Marys.
I'm more of a like screwdriver type, or we can call it a mimosa, but it's more like the spot of orange juice that's in the champagne type deal. That's kind of my preferred breakfast alcoholic beverage of choice. Throughout the show, though, because you brought up airports, I think throughout the show we're going to at some point bring up airport pet peeves and stuff like that. I know Mitch and Polly do that a lot, and I have a lot.
Well, you travel all the time
about these things. Yes. But we do have some football to
update you on.
You
know what my pet peeve was
here
when I was traveling? Because I didn't travel on airplanes. When I was doing minor league baseball, I was traveling on a bus up and down the East Coast. It was getting dip spit rolling up underneath, and you're like hitting your foot. You're like, come on, bro. Like, man.
Yeah, that's bad.
Keep your dip bottle to yourself on your seat, okay? I don't need a Aquafina bottle that is clearly not Aquafina anymore rolling up to my feet. So that was a pet peeve of mine back in the day, being up in the top part of the bus traveling up and down the Eastern Seaboard.
My biggest pet peeve is sitting with your arms in the where your arms are down, whatever, and then someone's bare foot touches your elbow.
Oh, no.
And you're
no,
like,
come on.
What now? What's no, happening? Yes, no. It has happened to me.
By the way,
too many times to count.
Let us know at Storm Bonatoni at One Tim Murray. If you're also drinking currently at an airport, I would like to see your air because it's Friday morning. This is when you, and I feel like it's a lot of people, obviously Mitch and Paulie are on vacation, Gil's on vacation. It's that time. It's that for us here in this industry, it's this window between post-Super Bowl, pre-March Madness, where you're like, all right, let's sneak in some vacation. I'm going on vacation in a couple weeks. Like, a lot of people I feel like are traveling, so hopefully if you're watching Follow the Money, let's get some airport drinks tweeted out.
Join us, throw them in there. Also, another great breakfast beverage I just thought about is coffee with like the Kahlua and Bailey's.
Yes.
More. Just yes. Okay, but not today, unfortunately. Maybe later. Maybe later.
I don't know what's happening. You don't know what's
in my mind. I joked with you last night when we saw that Patrick Mahomes had tweeted about Eric Bieniemy that, okay, Mahomes has entered the chat. We just keep going back and forth with former players under Bieniemy, whether it is in defense of him or anti his coaching style and ability. But Mahomes, after seeing Bieniemy introduced as the new offensive coordinator in Washington yesterday and having to answer a number of questions about whether it's the LeSean McCoy situation, whether it's are you upset that you haven't had a head coaching job yet, instead of just actually about being excited about the job that he's got and like having his feet where they are. But Mahomes said there should be no questions of how great that man coach Bieniemy is. His leadership has a direct impact on the player person I am today. 10 plus years learning under one of the greatest coaches of all time. And I cannot wait for him to prove the doubters wrong.
Yeah. I mean, that's the ultimate
endorsement
there from Patrick Mahomes. And I know what the skeptics might say. Well, what is Patrick Mahomes going to say? He could say nothing. He doesn't have to tweet out, quote tweet a video that was going from Eric Bieniemy's press conference yesterday. Look, I'm fascinated. I talked about it yesterday. Really, we've talked about it all week, about this situation, how it's played out. You know, why would Eric Bieniemy hitch his wagon to this organization that is, you know, been a, basically a dumpster fire since day one of the Dan Snyder ownership there? He might be selling the team. Wishful thinking for all my friends and in the D.C. area that he will ultimately sell the team at some point here. But to get Patrick Mahomes to say what he said, and I imagine it was just, you know, sticking in his craw a little bit, Stormy, that a guy that has been his offensive coordinator for his entire career, and this, you know, all the questions that come out, LeSean McCoy, obviously the most vocal, this is a big endorsement here. I don't know if it's going to work out. Look, we talked about it yesterday. When people go to Washington, it doesn't often work. It's just been a black hole for three decades.
So, Tim, I know that you are like a very negative as somebody who is from the area, wants to support these teams, but generally speaking, outlook of the Washington Commanders, where things sit right now, how do you feel about the team?
I mean, I think ultimately it's promising because of some of the young pieces. Like the quarterback question mark is way up there. I know there's rumors. I think Mike Florio was talking about Lamar Jackson potentially being a landing spot there. I don't see that happening, Stormy, because if Dan Snyder is indeed selling this team, is he really going to want to go out and spend what is expected to be $250 million guaranteed or somewhere in that ballpark for a quarterback? I don't think so. However, we talked about it yesterday a little bit with Eric Eager. The young pieces that are on that offense, and we know about the defense, there is some promise there in Washington, if they can get the quarterback situation figured out, whether it be that Sam Howell or they get someone in the draft or they go in the free agent market. But I think ultimately you would think the stock arrow is a bit up mm-hmm. there for Washington. But as we know over time, when they oversell, they always underdeliver in Washington.
Yes.
That's kind of the submission statement of
I
that franchise.
There are a few other NFL headlines that we have to get to a little bit later. It appears the Buccaneers are going to go with Kyle Trask this season. Raiders looking at multiple options at quarterback outside of Aaron Rodgers. But when we come back to college hoops and our guy Nick Bogdanovich of Circus Sportsbook, headed over here next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Sports fans, as the football season comes to an end, remember Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be for hoops and hockey. They've got you covered for every line, odd, and boost, and new promotions like the Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance, Saturday Hockey Same Game Parlay Bet and Get, Weekly Pro Basketball Bet and Get, and more. You can check out BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. It's a whole new game. Welcome back to Follow the Money. Stormy Bonantoni and Tim Murray live from Circa Resort and Casino, filling in for Mitch and Pauly. And excited to welcome into the show now Nick Bogdanovich. Like the guys like to say, been in this racket for a long time. One of the most respected voices in the space, holding down the fort here as a Circa Sports odds maker, and somebody that I grew up calling Uncle Nick. Went to high school with my mom and dad at Western High School here in Las Vegas. Welcome in, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Glad to be here.
Happy to have you and excited to talk some college basketball, especially because, like, I can't remember in recent history seeing this much parity in the sport at this point, which I'm sure from an odds making perspective is a little bit weird when you're looking at the futures for the NCAA tournament. Who are some of the teams that people are investing in at this point? Where's your liability for the NCAA tournament winner?
Yeah, no, I'm glad it's wide open. I hate it when there's just three or four teams and the rest. And if you put up 1,000 to 1 on anyone else, there's not going to be any action. But no question about it, this year is wide open, and people have got some live long shots out there. So some really, really live long shots that have liability. Miami of Florida, I mean, they figure to be a pretty good seed, one of the best teams out of the ACC. We lose pretty good six figures with them. People were taking as high as 300 to 1 with Miami of Florida. So that's the one that really jumps to mind out of the chute.
You know, Nick, when you're booking the futures market, especially being the year that it is, it's so topsy-turvy. We're seeing these high-ranked teams go down, so frequently here. For you, when you've kind of been adjusting these, you know, a team like Creighton loses, you know, six games in a row in December and has gotten hot. Texas A&M, you know, has some horrible losses, and now they're 13-2 in the SEC. How have you gone about this year kind of adjusting your futures market? And do you feel like you've had to take stands one way or the other, having higher odds on teams that, you know, across town may have lower odds and vice versa?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I got to take stands to create some action. But if one team has a really good win, it seems like they'll come in and bet them the very next day, or even because we have, you know, an app and it's open 24 hours, as soon as the game's over, they're already betting. Creighton's a perfect example. Obviously, a talented team, had a couple injuries early, and now they're healthy and they're on a run. I think some sharps took 60 and 50 on Creighton. So we're about break even with Creighton. One of the teams I will be rooting for and backing in the NCAA tournament. I'm a big McDermott fan. We're currently at 28-1 with Creighton, but some sharp money on them at 60 and 50-1.
Nick, another team, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on this, because they lost earlier this week to Kansas, I beg your pardon, is TCU. And I was just kind of monitoring different books last weekend when Mike Miles returned from his injury. That was a team that really fell apart without Miles in the lineup. And, you know, we talked about it, and then they go out, they drop 100 on Oklahoma State. And I noticed that you guys went right to 20-1 on TCU, while other shops in town were still in that 35-40-1 range. You're at 22-1 right now on TCU. It feels like, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it feels like you're pretty high on TCU and what that team could potentially be.
I am a TCU fan. I like Jamie Dixon, but that's more liability related. Last week, someone came in at 35-1 and bet 10,000 to win 350. So that's why we dropped them so dramatically. But they didn't get the job done against Kansas, even though the whole world was on TCU that night. But Kansas obviously has more quad one wins than anyone by a mile. So that wasn't a bad loss, but I thought TCU would get it done there. But yeah, no, we're at 22-1, probably a little short, but that one is liability driven.
This season, we've seen the top team in the country knocked off the pedestal as many times as we've ever seen in college basketball. So we know better than ever. Polls don't determine prices, though. For you, who is the best team in the country? And I guess maybe who's your top three at this point as well?
Well, Houston for sure. I'm a big Kelvin Sampson fan. I think we're at 6. Again, that's liability driven. We've had sharps take 10, 9, 8, 7, and even 650. So I think that's a little short, but obviously if they get there, the Final Four is in the hometown. But I think, you know, there's negatives to that because they're going to have a lot of pressure on them trying to get home. And I'd love to see him get home. In fact, I'd love to see him cut down the net. To see a mid-major out of the American win the national championship, that would warm my heart because I like it when David beats Goliath.
Yes, sir. I'm always rooting for the American, for the Mountain West, all those underdogs coming through. But with Houston, I think that's a good point, though, that because they do come from the conference they do, a lot of people are going to ask, well, have they been tested by the time that they get to the tournament? Is that something that concerns you at all about the squad?
In normal cases, yes, but the Houston program's been elevated so much, and they played Alabama. They strengthened their early schedule lately, and you know, Kel, these kids are super tough. So normally I would, but in this case, no.
We're talking once again to Nick Bogdanovich, who is Circa's college basketball odds maker, longtime odds maker here in Las Vegas. Nick, when you think back to the preseason, and you know, UNC was the preseason number one team, Kentucky was the preseason number one per KenPom. How much have you adjusted those two particular teams? How much have you downgraded UNC, who right now is on the outside looking in of the tournament, and Kentucky, who it seems like, Nick, is maybe starting to find its legs a little bit here these past couple of weeks?
Yeah, the North Carolina story is the most head-scratching thing I think I've maybe ever seen in my 35 years in the racket. I mean, it's the final, you know, they got to the championship game last year and basically returned everyone in a year under his belt as the head coach. I just figured it'd be just a monster year for him. But meanwhile, we got him at 75-1. No one will bet him, and they'll probably miss the tournament. So, and I think zero quad one wins. So that to me is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And you know, it really, they haven't been decimated with injuries. You know, Bacot's been down a little, but that one I can't figure out. Kentucky looks like they're right in the ship. They figured to get in. We got them at 50-1, and we do okay with them. Coach Cal might have them playing their best ball right now. So I wouldn't write off Kentucky as of yet, but definitely two of the craziest stories I've seen in a while, for sure.
Nick, when it comes to a day-to-day booking side of things for college basketball, you know, something I talk about maybe too much is revenge spots. And, you know, certainly Illinois didn't get their home last night, but that was a revenge spot. How much do you bake that in, if at all? Because you're looking at, you know, a particular circumstance that I think a lot of people are looking forward to is Gonzaga on Saturday night when they host St. Mary's a couple weeks ago. They led the majority of that game. They go to overtime, they lose, and don't even cover. So I know a lot of people have kind of circled that spot. Gonzaga back at home, welcoming in the arch rival. Do you bake that into lines, you know, thinking about in college basketball where you have these home and homes?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in November and December, I mean, we could be 8 points off on games, so you can play off of a power rating. But January and February, the numbers are pretty tight. I mean, so everything's pretty much situational. You're looking for, you know, revenge or look-aheads or anything bad travel, anything you can, because right now the numbers are really tight. They're just right there. I mean, a big move now is a point. So definitely look for spots like that, and it is baked in. So if you're looking to play Gonzaga on Saturday, you're probably going to have to lay an extra point or so.
Well, also speaking of Saturday, and because we were just talking about North Carolina, they've got Virginia coming up, and the Cavaliers suddenly look extremely beatable, a ton of one-digit wins against lesser opponents, and then they get upset to Boston College. Do you think people are going to be willing to take that, you know, unranked situation where they're at home against the ranked team, but they also can't trust North Carolina? So I'm curious how you think that game might be bet this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, they're not getting Virginia at the best time. Obviously, Virginia laid an egg against BC, so Virginia will be ready to go, and it's a pretty good rivalry. Virginia style gives North Carolina fits. But people might dig in and say, this is North Carolina's last chance. They're going to come with a big effort, and they see Virginia score 48 all the time. So it wouldn't surprise me to see North Carolina money there.
Nick, you're awesome. And by the way, you're so lucky. I tried to find a picture of you in high school on the baseball team, and I couldn't track one down on short notice.
Well, yeah. Well, no, actually, that's my best look because I had a hat on.
You're awesome. Thanks for doing this. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
Nick Bogdanovich, bookmaker here at Circus Sports Week. Yeah, I'll find some.
Interesting nugget there from Nick. That he said, yes, they do bake in revenge. Mm-hmm. So he said, you're paying a tax, especially Gonzaga St. Mary's on Saturday night. Said, you're probably laying an extra point if you're looking to back the team looking for revenge.
We as bettors think we're so smart and know everything. Of course they're a step
they're
ahead.
On to us.
Come on.
Damn.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.